Good morning, K8FQW, monitoring portable.
N8NXP, this is WN8Q.
WN8Q, this is W8NWO. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Nelson. I'm headed to Pelston Airport. I think you're going to be over at the UOC. Is that correct, Nelson?
Affirmative. Yep, we're just getting set up here at the UOC, I'm telling you.
All right, roger that. When I get to, I'm at Brutus, headed to the airport. Sometime this morning, I might give you a call. I'd just be interested to see how well I get through. I don't know if I can do simplex with a handheld. That's pretty far jump, but I'll call you on the repeater, maybe try that. And I also want to try DMR. I can maybe just do the linked repeater DMR, or although if you have your DMR radio, you can try it on that end too. But anyway, just curious to see what the capabilities are. Over.
Okay, sounds good. In affirmative on DMR, I do have my DMR radio. So, yep, all sounds good.
All right, Nelson. Well, I look forward to talking to you today. This is WN8Q. I'll be standing by.
Sounds good, Larry. W8NWO.
W8NWO for KC8VSU. Do you guys have an exercise planned or something?
Can't really, that's affirmative.
Will be using the link system?
Yes, sir. We will.
I just wanted to know, because I've got the handheld on. I'm on DMR down in Traverse City, so. Okay, thanks, sir. KCAVSU portable.
All right, sounds good, Toby. Thanks for checking in. W8MWO.
This is KC8FJW. I'm listening as well. Portable. Morning, Brad. This is Nelson. I got to keep moving on things here. We just wanted to say good morning. Good morning. W8NWO.
Morning, Brad. KC8VSU, 53 degrees down here by Elk Lake. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Toby. Oh, you know, I woke up to 35 degrees. It warmed up, though, to 42. So, yeah, 35 degrees this morning. Ooh, a little bit frost. But yeah, we're doing good. We was able to find the coffee pot and got some, played around with a couple of the radios. And yeah, now I'm just giving a listen, see what everybody's going on.
Yeah, I know. I did CV this. To keep my eyes on the turns are up, so I got to kind of keep my eyes on the radio here, or not on the radio, but listening to the radio. Yeah, because they've got no burn bans going on, so it's going to be fun all around the state listening to DNR and like if we get called out of what's going on and where we're going. So, yeah. Okay, Brad, well, I'm going to have to read you later. KCAVSU, 73. Have a great day.
All righty, sir, yep. About the same here, so. I'm hoping that we don't get called out as well. So, yeah. Yeah. A lot of farmers, I think the us farmers burnt their fields already anyways today. So, I think we're all set there. How the hell is a nap? Hopefully, nobody should be doing any campfires, so. But other than that, we'll keep an ear on the radio here, and like we always do, and yeah, see what goes on.
Okay,
Toby. Have a great day. KE8FJW, portable.
KA8SPW, N8NXP.
N8NXP, WN8Q.
WN8Q, N8NXP, good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Chuck. I'm here in the parking lot at the Felsen Airport, but not quite sure where to go.
Okay. You can go over to the south side of what they call the private aircraft.
Okay, I'm by the aviation. So I'm where we did our last little exercise. Is it further down?
Nope, you're perfect. You're perfect. I'll be there in about 15 minutes and run a little late this morning. Had to do some other chores.
Okay, roger that. Well, I better go ahead and go inside the building. So, NXP from WN8Q.
I don't know. Is the building open? Have there been people going in and out?
Well, I haven't. There's a whole bunch of cars here, but I haven't seen anybody actually going in and out. So I'll just wait for you if the doors are locked.
Yeah, you might as well just stand by for a couple minutes and I'll be there shortly.
Okay, roger that. I'm by the building with the fire department, the fire engines. Is that the correct place?
That is affirmative.
All righty, Chuck. See you in a few.
N8NXP.
N8APX Mobile.
N8APX W8NWO. Morning, sir.
Morning, Nelson. Sounds like you're in position at the EOC.
Affirm. Yep. We should have a good group of us here.
All right. I'm just leaving QTH and route to Pelican Airport.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds like Larry's already there. And just a reminder for everyone this morning, don't forget to keep track of your hours and send them to me after the exercise.
Good reminder. You got your 800 on you, Nelson?
Affirm.
All right, we're going to switch to D7 SPEV 1 for S2.
I copy D7 SPEV 1. That's where I'll be.
Appreciate it. Break in at NXP and at APX. Did you copy the last?
Roger, Wilco.
Thank you. Are you en route?
Just going through car flight.
Okay. I'll be a few minutes behind you. I'm in the trail of reverse speed, but making my way that way.
Roger that, N8NXP.
W8NWO. W8NWO on DMR, WN8Q.
Good morning, Larry. I got you loud and clear on DMR, W8NWO. W8Q, W8NWO, DMR.
W8NWO, N8NXP.
W8NWO.
Nelson, if you end up with anybody extra down there, let me know.
Okay. Affirmative on that. We probably will. We've got six people from our group just here in the EOC right now. At least one, maybe two, are going to the casino. But we should have a couple extras.
Okay, who you got extra?
Shannon is here. Bill Dunston is here. Jed is here, but he's probably going to the casino. Dennis Berman is here.
I know Shannon brought the antenna down there. Ask him if he'd like to come to the airport.
Will do. One moment. W8NWO.
N8NSP.
N8NSP.
Affirmative on Shannon. As soon as we unload the tower, he can head that way.
Okay, tell him he doesn't have to be here until 9:45, and to go to the Aqua building, which is just past the end of the runway as you come up 131. Be on the left-hand side when you're going northbound.
Okay, I'll pass that along. Go to 8NWO.
Yeah, we'll be on here with you in case you need some clarification on that. And 8NXC.
W8NWO,
N8BX. N8BX, go to 8NWO.
Yeah, what time is your guys' briefing down there?
Standby. Adam, we don't have a time set on that. We're waiting for someone from the guard to show up first.
Okay, clear on that. In case it kicks off before I arrive at my destination, primary is G event 15. We're going to keep G event 14 in our back pocket in case we need it. So just be aware of that. There was something else, but I already forgot.
Okay, I copy event 16 primary, event 14 is backup.
Yeah, do you got a copy of the guards 205 in front of you?
Negative.
All right, Matt should have that somewhere. If not, when I get stopped here, I'll email it to you.
Okay, sounds good.
W8NWO. N8NXP, N8APX, I can't respond to you. My radio's under the seat.
N8APX, okay. I gotta return home real quick.
Okay, I just turned on to 31 from Robinson, so I'm right here. Where do you want me to go? The Daifuku building or the
No, go to the IP.
All right, copy.
I'll be back in 20.
Good copy. Hey, do you got any PL239 to N connector adapter?
Got a whole box of them.
If you wouldn't mind, would you bring me one?
Yeah, they're in the car.
Alright, I'm working off a handheld right now for AM stuff, so thank you.
Roger, roger, got you covered.
Alright, I'm turning in, I'm headed up to IP.
Okay, Doug and Larry are there. And I got Shannon coming back to the Duco building for the safety meeting.
Okay, yep, I copied that.
N8NX to anybody.
Control, this is Kilo Echo 8, Bravo November Victor at the casino.
Okay, Jed, I copy you're at the casino. Just to confirm, is Bill with you?
Roger, roger. Bill's with me.
Copy. Thank you for checking in. W8NWO, clear.
N8APX, N8NXP, you're broken and scratchy. Say again?
I'm trying to figure out Doug's radio.
Okay, I brought a Anytone along with me in case his was bad.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, it seems like maybe it's a transmission issue or something.
You still in the parking lot?
Yeah, I'm trying to get these radios sorted out.
Good luck. N8NXP.
N8NXP.
N8NXP, testing 1234-4321.
Chuck, you're a little noisy but readable. W8NWO.
Okay, Roger, copy that. N8NXP.
Just to let you know, Shannon left here about 20 minutes ago, headed toward the airport.
Yeah, Roger, I've been talking to him. N8NXP. Chunk, what power? It'll be N8Q, N8TVT. W8NWO, N8NXP.
N8NXP, W8NWO. And go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, Nelson, we're picking you up a little bit. How are you copying us?
100% full quieting. Yeah, so I've got you guys 100% full quieting, but I was inside the building. How's my signal now? Pelston Airport, Pelston Airport, from W8NWO.
Did you copy Nelson, WN8Q?
Morning, Larry. Just checking in. I was wondering if you could verify what personnel you have at the airport, just so I can keep track. Negative copy, W8NWO.
8WO, heard your negative copy, WN.
Well, I can hear that it's Larry, but now, Larry, you're pretty broken.
NXT, KSPW. ANWO.
NANWO,
K8SBW. K8SBW, W8NWO. I'm on location here at the airport, the designated meeting spot. There's 20 troops here and a couple of sheriffs and a few people showing up, but no sign of the others. I don't know where they're at.
They're having trouble getting into VHF. I've got comms with them on 800. I'll give them a shout, and I'll get back with you. W8NWO.
Roger that. K8SBW.
W8NWO, N8APX, doing a crossband signal check, please.
Loud, clear.
All right. I got a radio out in the truck that's crossbanding, so I got to go in and put the right frequencies into the base that I see. So I'm just on a portable, but I think we got it figured out now.
Okay, good, yes. You sound 100%. While you're on the air, can you link up with Shannon? She's on this frequency. She's on scene at the airport. And do you mind telling him where to go?
Yeah, so I think he's down at the Daifuku building. Shannon, come on up to the incident command post, Shannon. If you come in through the main entrance to the airport and immediately hang left, you're going to come around and see a gray and brick building. There's a couple yellow firefighting trucks in the bay there. Come in these doors here, and our IC is up the stairs.
Okay, I am at the other building where Chuck told me to go, so I'll be up there shortly. KSVW.
W8NWO, N8APX, inside on the mobile. Signal report, please.
Good copy. Full quieting. W8NWO.
Copy that. Thank you.
W8NWO and 8NXB. Try it again, Nelson.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Okay, I'm copying. I'm just checking this new hookup out.
Loud and clear, full quieting.
Roger that. I copy you the same. And 8NXB out.
W8NWO. Just checking in. What's your status?
Status is they are a bunch of protesters taking on the National Guard.
Very good. Thank you, sir. W8NWO.
Exercise, exercise, exercise. N8APX.
Jed and Bill. Jed and Bill at Casino from W8NWO.
This is KD8CNS at the casino.
Hey, Bill. What's your status?
All is well here. There's a tussle between the protesters and the National Guard. This is a test.
Okay, sounds good. Are you aware of a real-life medical emergency, broken arm? Signal's weak. Just checking to make sure that you and Jed are both medically sound.
We're both medically sound. We didn't hear about a broken arm.
Okay. We're trying to get intelligence on what's going on, but this is real, not an exercise.
Roger. Now, we had some scuffle in the exercise, but nobody got hurt.
Okay. Sounds good. Also, we're watching on drone footage here. We can see a line of National Guard trucks. We can see a stack of pallets. We can see some Odawa trucks. Where, in relation to that, are you located?
Can you see a front-end loader?
Negative.
Okay, so we're at the loading dock at the casino and near the water treatment plant.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for your information. W8NWO.
W8NWO, this is KD8CNS, exercise.
KD8CNS, W8NWO. We have audio and we have visual copy on you.
Oh, roger, roger. Yeah, we did find out, I guess it was one, that broken arm was one of the military National Guard folks, and it was on the other side of the sewer plant. We did not see it happen or the result.
Okay, appreciate the intel. Thank you, sir. W8NWO.
Roger, this is KD8CNS. This is an exercise.
NHNXP, WNEQ.
N8MJL mobile.
KCAVSU, is the frequency still in use for the exercise?
N8APX, no, we're clear for the day, Toby. We'll be back at it again tomorrow morning at 0700.
Just wanted to make sure, Adam. Thanks.
No problem. N8APX.
You guys doing the one up in Petoskey then? Because I know there's one down in Traverse, or down in Kalkaska going on, too.
Yeah, it's all the same thing. It's the Michigan National Guard Northern Exposure 2025. We're partaking in the Emmett and Sheboygan County variant.
Okay, yeah, I know they had one in Kalkaska. They had one in Antrim yesterday. So, okay, talk to you later. KCAVSU.
And at APX.
KCAVSU.
KB5CJO, listening.
C5CJO, KCAVSU, portable. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard a few minutes ago over here on this side.
I'm over here on DMR.
For a second, and I kept thinking I heard you, and I thought you must have been on the other receiver. So I tried this one. I thought maybe that was you.
Over on 444.35 talking there, too.
Yeah, I can hear the DMR part, so I definitely recognize it sounded a little bit different on this side, but I thought I wasn't close enough to hear who it was, so I thought I'd jump in here and see who popped up on the frequency there.
Yeah, I know. I'm still getting used to this radio, to any tone, handheld, and just getting into DMR. So I still got a lot of training to do on this.
Me too. I'm fairly new into it, so it's a work in progress and a lot of testing and trial and error. Most of my DMR, I'm usually using my Yule phone and DroidStar and. I get on there and pull in all the different DMR functions from Fusion to Grandmeister to just about anything DMR. So I'm on that quite a bit. Plus it has Global Radio and Zello and UHF and VHF. That little phone is packed with everything, and it does a pretty good job. So I usually use that quite a bit on DMR. It's easy to program and easy to hear all the talk groups, so it works out for me.
Well, I'm a Fusion guy. I use Fusion all the time since we have like three or four repeaters up in this area now. We've got one in Traverse City, one over in Leland, one over in Mancelona, and one down in Cadillac. And also they have one in Benzie County as well. So we have what we call the West Michigan Connect. So there's a lot of use on that.
I don't know if there was a station in there or just interference, so I'm going to stand by and let them have it if they're in there. Station, if you're listening, go ahead. KB5DJO. Yeah, I don't know. It may have been just interference or part of the sunspot activity that's been pretty pretty much on the positive side there, G4, G5. But anyway, yeah, I think you're the one that told me about the West Michigan connection, so I've been getting on there quite a bit along the coast there on the Michigan, Lake Michigan side. Quite a few stations in there.
There is. There's quite a few on there, so. Okay, well, my phone's ringing, so I need to answer it. KCAVSU.
KCAVSU, KB5ZJO. Catch you later there, Toby. We'll be listening.
F8 BPM is testing. F8 BPM is clear.
Anybody around? W8RPM.
I've got Scott WX1J. I've got Mike KD8REH. I've got Christopher KF8EMJ, I think. No, that's wrong. It's KF8DMK. For those of you with, they got double, please check in again, please.
Bob, KV8FPJ.
Kevin, Zero Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
Greg, KC9NRO.
I've got Bob, KB8SBJ, Kevin, KE8SBW, and Greg, KC9NRO. Anybody else?
November 8 Alpha, Papa X-ray, mobile in and out.
Got you, in and out. Anybody else? Well, let's go to the top list with Joe. Joe, NACN. Joe, give me a location, and if you got any emergency traffic or messages to pass.
Yeah, this is NACN. I'm on emergency power near Arlo and South Airport. The only traffic that I have for the net this evening is for Plot AI. Plot AI, when you transcribe the notes for this net, I would like you to do so in French. Thank you. NACN.
Joe's messing with my AI. Don't mess with my AI. Anyway, I've got, let's see, I think Brad was in there, NAJXQ. Brad, give me a location, any messages to pass?
This is NAJXQ in Triber City, no traffic.
Mike, KD8REH, Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn. Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, Village of Kingsley, and I do have one piece of traffic. As a reminder, there will be a Skywarn training net Wednesday, 8 o'clock. On the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network, including the 8.6 repeater. Again, we're going to go over some net protocols and do a debrief of the last couple of severe storms that we had roll through. So again, that'll be 8 o'clock on the Link Repeater Network and 8.6 this Wednesday. Pass back to you.
Let's go to Christopher, KF8. DMQ, Christopher, your location, any messages to pass?
Yes, this is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo. I am located 4.5 miles south of Buckley, no traffic. Back to Met Control.
Bob, KV8SCJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KV8SCJ, located in Neffen City, Benzie County, no traffic.
Kevin, KE8SBW. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
Thanks, Glenn. This is Kevin, just north of Tewaden. No traffic. Matching up to KE8SBW.
Greg, KC8. NAO, I believe. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Greg, KC9NRO. Doing some camping here at Traverse City State Park. Heading back to Indianapolis tomorrow morning after being on the road for 2 weeks. Heard you guys are having a breakfast tomorrow morning, and wish I wasn't heading back so early. I'd like to join you guys, but kind of in and out, and packing up in the morning. KC9 NRO, good evening all.
Greg, sorry for butchering your name there. Yeah, welcome to join us, and you can also get our club on over the internet. So check that out. Do we have anybody else we haven't checked into?
Control, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf Yankee.
Alpha Golf Yankee, go ahead.
Yes, this is Kevin, KF8HEY, over here on the southwest end of Spider Lake. Nothing to report here, no traffic back to net control.
I got you in there. Anybody else? All right, Greg, if you're new to our group, we're practicing emergency communications. We do sort of rapid-fire approach. There is a social part of our group where we actually encourage people to chat, so stay tuned for that. We're also going to be sending digital traffic. We're using FL Digi. Most of us are using Android tablets. If you have an Android phone, it's a free app or an Android app. Tonight's message is 1 minute 9 seconds. It's talking about the warm weather and Canadian smoke. So if you have your tablet, stand by. This is K8GTC. Digital traffic is as follows. It will be 1 minute 9 seconds. Traffic. Keep reading the message. Please check in.
X1J.
And ATXQ. Got the header only.
KFA, DMK. Oh, got it. All right, two positives, one negative. We'll keep working on this. I'll have to check my AI here. I'm wondering if this is going to be in French or not. So let's turn the net over to the Sherman Amateur Radio Club. Thank you all for participating in our emergency services, and we'll catch you next Monday. We are planning a T-Barge meeting coming up this month before I go on vacation. I will get a notice out, and we'll just have a general membership to talk about where we are with communications, and probably one of the Tuesday project nights at the club. All right, that's it for me. Thank you all for joining us. This is KTTC. Take it away, Chairland Amateur Radio Club.
Thank you, Glenn. This is KT8SBZ Portable, operating out of the Traverse City State Park today, looking through the smoke, and we're going to have some fun with a J-pole and a battery-run radio out here. So I will be your net control station this evening, using the club call sign W8TCM. Starts the Monday evening social hour is to connect and build our ham community and communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in the area. The MeasureNet and the use of the W8TCM repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club in the greater Traverse City area, including northern Michigan, as a sponsored club activity. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet. All newly licensed hams are encouraged and invited to check in. We check in, tonight we're going to check in four groups. First-time constrained short-time stations. Secondly, we'll check in as family group,
So if you have any young hams out there that need to get their homework done or get to bed early, that would be the time for you to check in. Next, we will have EchoLink check-ins, and last but not least, general check-ins. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. You send me a call sign and the first name. I will acknowledge the station I heard, and then I'll call for the next check-in. This helps to manage doubles and makes check-in more efficient process. Thanks for your patience. This is WATCM Net Control for the Monday evening social hour. We'll begin check-ins tonight, calling for a short time, time constrained, because your time and energy may be constrained, a little battery or what have you. I'll take your comments after the group checks in. First, short time check-in, please call now.
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo, Echo Hotel.
Hey, Mike, I got you. Next short time check-in, please call now.
Greg, KC9, NRO.
Greg, KC9, NRO, met you a while ago here at the park, and thanks for checking in to both nets tonight. And next short time check-in, please call now.
WIV, Tom and Cadillac.
Okay, Tom, I won't make the second mistake as the first. I will give you an 8 instead of a 9. WB8WIV, we got you checked in here. So, next short time check-in.
So, VNA also affordable.
Got it. Okay, VNA, nice to hear you, John. Next short time check-in, please call now. Okay, hearing none. Let's go back to the top of the list. Mike, KD8REH, you're up. And Greg, stand by.
Yeah, good evening. Mike, Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel. Not too much in the world of ham radio new. Finally hit 500 contacts on POTA. So it's kind of nice to finally do that. I'm just working on all the other little achievements you can get here and there on it. But the band's been pretty erratic, so haven't had a whole lot of success lately. But other than that, just a reminder, I'm sure everybody heard, but Wednesday night, 8 o'clock on the 86 on the Link Repeater Network, we're going to do a Skywarn training net for those that participated in the last two events. And for anybody who needs a refresher, we'll be there doing just a quick net. Again, that'll be Wednesday, 8 o'clock on the 86 on the Link Repeater Network. And we'll pass it back to you.
Hey, Mike, look forward to hearing that. 500 POTA activations, that is pretty good. I believe that I'm in a POTA park where I'm at, but I tell you what, the bands have been less than desirable the last couple of days. And so with that, let's go to Greg, KC9, NRO. You are next, and Tom in Cadillac, you stand by, please. Go ahead, Greg.
Good evening, all. Yeah, it was a pleasure meeting you guys today. Sorry we're not early in the morning tomorrow to head back to Indy. We've got a six-hour drive, which will probably turn out to be an eight-hour drive. So we're hoping to make it one trip, and if not, we'll make a pit stop along the way. But packing up and heading out, I believe this is the time in the Traverse City area that we've visited over the years, and always have a good time here. And weather was nice and chilly, and today was a warm day. But other than that, it's been nice being up this way, and next time I make it back up here in two or three years, we'll try to check in on the net. KC9, NRO.
All right, excellent, Greg. And while you're back down in Indy, if you want, care to look us up on the Echo Link using your phone. You can dial into the 86 repeater, and we have a system for that. And we have a lot of fun. We have people call in from all over the country, sometimes internationally. So thanks again for your check-in there. Tom, go ahead, and John, stand by.
Contact.
Okay, go ahead, Greg.
Sorry to interrupt. I do have the Echolink app on my iPhone. Do you know what the Echolink node is?
I don't right off the top of my head. If someone else would like to offer that up, go ahead and come ahead with that note.
Yeah, it's W8TCM-R. I believe it's currently down at the moment, but it's under W8TCM-R.
Okay, thanks for that. Tom, go ahead with your transmission, and John, stand by.
Okay, Roger, very good study, and thanks for picking me up. W-A-T-C-M, W-A-D-W-I-V. I think we still have about 76 degrees out there. It might have dropped some now. I haven't looked at it lately, but it was 76 here about an hour ago. It was a warm day, a very summery day, that's for sure. The green index is at 5. It's been that way all day long. In fact, it's been 5 to 7 the last 3 days. So the major solar activity going on, storms and stuff. And the low bands, as you are aware, some of you probably are, they're not real great. Anyway, had a good day today. I went to get a little shopping with, got the dogs out, mowed 2 yards. The backyards of mine and my neighbor's backyard, mowed those, and had a half-hour-long conference on the phone with the doctors. I'm going to have cataract surgery on the 11th of June and the 7th or 9th of July. So anyway, I was on the phone with them. I'll be doing that kind of stuff. And everything ran pretty well. The grandson, he was at a soccer game, and he's 5th grade, he's 11. He shot about 4 to nothing. Nobody has scored on my grandson yet. He's the goalie. That's pretty good. And had a luncheon, stopped by for some food. It was a fundraiser for one of the counselors at Manton. He has stage 3 breast cancer. We stopped and did that, and then we went to an open house after that. So I've had a real rolling weekend here. It's been go. Anyway, thanks for letting me in. Short time there, Tony. I'm on summer break now. Everybody have a good evening. And I'm going to bed. 7-3. Back to you there, Tony. WWYV. We'll be clear. Good evening.
Okay, Tom. Glad to hear from you. You always have a story. Good luck with that cataract surgery. And coming up the 7th of July, I think I understood you. And, yep, grandsons are something to be proud of for sure. So sounds like he's a force to be reckoned with. Okay, let's go to John, K8VNA, and then we'll go to family check-ins. John, go ahead.
My daughter. And if I drop you, because my battery died, I'll try to talk fast. But just want to get in for the count and say quick hi. That's a whole lot of radio in quite a while. I've been working on stuff around the house. Garage door broke, now fixed. Car broke, now fixed. So the forest, we all got a little issues, I guess. But I'm hoping to get down in the radio room sometime this weekend and we'll see how that goes. But it's going to be nice outside, so I can be going outside more anyway. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. Again, just quick hi to everybody, and I'm looking forward to the club tomorrow night if things don't go wrong. I missed the 12 rats again when you guys were talking about the go-bots and stuff. I wish I didn't miss that one, but I'm hoping to catch up with you guys tomorrow night.
Okay, TNA, back to your control. That's your matter of fact.
Okay, John, it's good to hear your voice tonight. I haven't been around much lately. I can tell you that right now I'm sitting outdoors also, and I put on a sweatshirt. Don't ask me why. It was so warm today. It has cooled down a little bit down here by the beautiful Grand Traverse Bay. The only thing I can tell you is I think I put the sweatshirt on because I saw one mosquito. I don't know if that means they're coming or what, but we got some rain coming up here in a couple of days. So y'all get out your whatever kind of bug spray you got. Okay, let's go to family check-ins. Are there any family check-ins? Any young hams out there, new hams that would like to speak with us tonight? Now is your chance. First family group check-in. Please call now.
KEA.JW.
Okay, I'm not sure if I picked up on that full call sign. Give me your call sign again and your first name.
KE8FJW, Brad.
KE8FJW, Brad. Thanks for checking in tonight. What's going on? Well, let's see if we have any other check-ins first. Next family check-in, please call now.
KFACNB, Eric, in and out.
Okay, Eric, glad to hear you tonight. If you change your mind, you can come back and check in later, but great to hear you as always, KF8DMD. Okay, next family check-in, call now.
KF8DMD, Daniel.
Okay, Daniel, I've got you in there. Are there any more family check-ins for the family group check-in tonight? Okay, I think I heard Kevin out there. No, your call sign, Kevin. SBW. Okay, gotcha. KE8SBW. A little weak on the signal, but I got you that time. Any more family check-ins? Please call now. All right, let's go ahead with this group and let you get your piece in, and then if you need to get on with something else, you can do so. So I think our first family check-in was, let me see who that was. Oh, gosh, I think it was you, Kevin, KE8SBW. You tried, I believe that you tried once, and I couldn't copy you, so... go ahead with your transmission, and Eric, KF8DMD, that's right, Eric, you're in and out, so next will be Daniel, KF8DME. Go ahead with your transmission, Kevin, and Daniel, stand by.
Thanks, Tony, and hello, everyone. It's been a pretty eventful week this past week. My daughter's been doing dance for a few weeks. We had a recital on Saturday, which went exceptionally well. So we were in academic pursuit of a friend. A little bit of farming here and there, trying to help my dad out. Kids are busy. Boys have their last week of Taekwondo this week. Dinner at the church tomorrow night to do with some friends. There's plenty going on. So hope everyone's doing well.
Okay, thank you for giving us an update there, Kevin. Back in the day, I had several kids, all my kids were dancers, and we had lots of recitals, so that was a joyous time, and it brings back memories whenever you mention that. I guess school, I don't know how you... school your kids, I believe, you homeschool them, so I'm not sure if they have a break, but let's hope that they'll have a fun summer one way or another, and I know that you'll make that happen. Let's go to Eric and see what he's up to tonight. Nope, not Eric. I'm sorry, Daniel. Let's go to Daniel. Go ahead with your transmission, Daniel.
This is Daniel, KSHBME. Just got back from Taekwondo with Eric and Sintanis. Dropped them off at I had a sleepover at their house last night, and that was fun. We played outside a lot. And just came back from Pittsburgh on Friday. Yeah, on Friday. Stayed there for a week. And so that was fun too. We went to a lot of places there, including the sky, visited a few old friends, and the affiliate that we did there. About to go inside, walking down the path. I'm gonna turn back to unit control. This is Daniel, KFA-EME, 73.
Okay, excellent, Daniel, and your signal is loud and clear, loud and clear here. Next time I get you on the radio, I'm going to ask you how to spell Taekwondo. And that trip to Pittsburgh sounded pretty exciting. Wow, that's great. Very educational, too. Okay, let's next go to, unless I miss somebody there, did I miss somebody in the family check-in? If I did, go ahead and give me a call at this time, and then we'll go on to Echo Link.
This is Dan, KF8CMF.
KF8CMF, we got you in there. Go ahead with your transmission.
Yeah, this is Daniel's father, and just going to fill in a little bit on the trip to Pittsburgh. We had a plumbing issue. There were some houses down there. We had a plumbing issue where one of our houses had several inches of water in the basement. So we had to go and clear up that issue. And then we also had another problem with a garage we had. I had some tools stored in there, and somehow a deer had gotten into the garage in the city of Pittsburgh. We had a deer in the garage, and the deer had died some time ago. So we had to get a big, huge dumpster and just throw out a huge amount of things that was from the garage and the basement. So that's how we spent our last week, and happy to be back up here with the nice weather. Back to you, Net Control.
Hey, Dan. Nice to hear you, and I know it's KF8DMF. I had it wrong to start out with there. One question for you is that Pittsburgh, Michigan, or is that Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
That's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We lived there for several years before I moved back home up here to Michigan.
Okay, thank you for the comeback on that. Yeah, that's a long drive for sure. So let's go ahead at this time. If there are any Echolink stations standing by, we will expect a short delay for Echolink responses, and we'll give you that time. If you'd like to check in, Echolink, first Echolink check-in, please call now.
Comment, WX1J.
WX1J, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, I just tried to catch log in on Echolink, and it's not booting up, so we might not have anybody there, but go ahead and give it a try. And then go back and try to pick up Kilo Echo 8 Foxtrot Juliet Whiskey. Foxtrot Juliet Whiskey Brad in Sault Ste. Marie. He checked in at the beginning of the family check-in. Back to you, WX1J.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Let's go back up. Let's try our Sault Ste. Marie station, KF8FJW. Go ahead with your transmission, sir.
Sure. This is Tilo Echo 8 Fox Julie Whiskey Brad to St. Marie. Yeah. Anywho, they kind of throw me out there when he said
family check-in. I didn't hear that when you first did it. I just heard check-in. But anyway, no matter. Anyway, yeah, thanks for the relay in there. I missed who that was, so I was tuned into something different at the moment. But hey, we're here now. Other than that, we had a great day up here in the zoo. Spent most of it at the kids' school there. They had field day, so we were involved with that, so that was fun. But other than that, that was pretty much my whole day. Then we had a meeting just around dinner time there, and we just got back home here. And just, so with that, thanks for doing that. Get me in here. Take eight up.
Okay, Brad, thanks for being up there tonight. KE8FJW, I got you straightened out there. I got myself straightened out, should I say. And I probably asked you last time I talked to you if the bugs were out up there. Are they still full of ammunition up there?
Oh, you bet. Those are little mosquito boogers, they're out, that's for sure. I was outside with the kids there, and I was like, yep, it's time to go inside. They're out in full force, and plenty of them. So there you go. There's the bug mosquito report.
Hey, Brad. Thanks for the check-in tonight. And it's all in the family, as the old program used to say. Let's try Echolink one more time. Any Echolink check-ins, please call now. Okay, nothing heard, so let's go to general check-ins. General check-ins, first general check-in, please call now.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Okay, Kevin, I got you, KF8AGY. Next check-in, please call now.
Kilo, Fox, 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo, Christopher.
Christopher, got you on board. Next check-in, please call now.
This is Brad, November 8, Juliet, X-ray, Quebec.
NAJSQ, we got you, Brad. Next general check-in, please call now.
Keith, KD8DQI.
KD8CQI, we have you. Let me just stop here a second and say this is WATCM Net Control. Also, if there are any newly licensed hams, feel free to check in with the general check-ins. Now, we'll go back to our general check-ins. Next general check-in, please call.
K8, Charlie Golf Delta, Chuck.
Charlie Golf Delta, Chuck. Gotcha. Next general check-in, please call now.
K8. Delta Echo Kilo, Kurt.
Okay, Kurt, we got you in there. Next general check-in, please call now.
Scott, Whiskey X-ray 1, Juliet.
Scott, I got you on board. Next general check-in. Okay, looks like that's all we got at the moment. We can go back to the top of the list and start with our transmissions here, and then we'll check again and see if there's anybody else out there. So let me see where my first general check-in was. And Kevin, KF8AGY. Go ahead with your transmission, Kevin. And KF8DMK, stand by.
KF8AGY over here on Southwest Spider Lake. It has been an interesting week. Got a chance to get outside, do some radio outdoors today. However, with the coronal mass ejection that happened a couple days ago, it's been marginal at best. I did manage to make one photo contact this afternoon down to Indiana. But the bands were pretty dead. And we also got a chance to test out our band pass filters, at least a couple of them time with two operators in very close proximity, and the bandpass filters performed admirably. So although the sun cycle is not being very cooperative, we still did manage to have a bunch of fun today. And yesterday we went to the Interlaken Market to pick up our weekly pickup of produce from Christopher and his wife at Full Measure Farm. And had a chance to talk with them for a minute. And as I was walking back to the car, I heard somebody behind me say, "Isn't that Kevin A-G-Y?" And, you know, when you hear something like that, your ears perk right up. I turned around, and it was John, K-A-G-N-A. So we had a chance to chat, and it was nice to have a sense of our ham community spreading out in the overall communities up here, up northern Michigan. And we had a couple of great days. Can't complain. So that's about it for this evening. We'll hope for better sun performance, and our mutual friend Randy did send a meme today that said, "The solar flares will continue until the morale improves."
Well, I tell you what, my morale is doing pretty good today. So outside of choking on some of the smoke from wherever it's coming from, glad you could make it outside there, Kevin. And with that, let's go to Christopher, KF8DMK, Brad. Stand by. Go ahead, Christopher.
Good evening. This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. So yeah, as far as new things I've got going on right now, our first batch of chickens has made its trip to the butcher, and so now we have batch number two that we have being raised, and batch number three is arriving in the morning. So we've got a bunch of chicken that's been butchered, and then we have a lot more that's on the way. We got that, and then I found the dirt on Craigslist, so I've been working on taking that apart. Kevin's going to help me with some stitching and things that need to be done on that. So those are two new things I've got going. I'm going to drop the mic for a second. And the other piece of traffic I've got is that Mr. Peter Sorokin, who used to be a ham and a member of the Terryland Club here, call sign Kilo Charlie 8, Oscar Lima Echo, he passed away just over a week ago. I know that he mentioned his buddy Tom that he used to talk to, and I know Tom was on short time. I assume that that's who Peter was referring to. But anyhow, I am speaking right now on a radio that I inherited from him, and he was pushing for me to get my ham radio license for a couple of years. I dropped the repeater again. So yeah, after him nudging me for several years, I finally got my radio license, and I'm using the equipment that he left. With that, I am going to pass the mic to my daughter, Chloe, and she's going to talk about what we are doing today.
Hello, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. And today we are visiting the SS City of Milwaukee. It was very big, and it took us 2 hours to walk through it. And while we were there, we also went to a Coast Guard cutter. And at the end, all the boys were hanging up the flagpole that was there. And we all took a picture. It was all very fun. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Okay. Thank you both for your submissions there. Christopher, it's sad to hear about Peter and his passing. And looks like he did some work, got you going, and you can carry on that radio work with the memory of him. Okay, and your daughter, that was Chloe, and it was good to hear from her, KDMS, and about all the adventures today. And Chloe, come back and talk to us anytime. With that, we're going to go on to Brad, NHJXQ. Keep the standby.
Good evening, Tony and Annette. This is NHJXQ. The big news around my shack this week has been I started a 6-meter antenna that I've been talking about doing for weeks. But I actually did some drilling, got some stuff bolted together, and it's beginning to come together. We'll see how well it tunes up here in another week or so. But the really big news is I've got tickets to go see the Tigers play the Chicago Cubs on Friday night. So I'm going down to Detroit to meet my best friend there. Tonight, the Tigers are playing the White Sox in Chicago, so it's going to be back-to-back Chicago teams. But the White Sox aren't doing so well tonight. The score at the top of the fourth is Tigers 5, White Sox nothing. So back to you, Tony. This is NHJXQ.
Oh, nice to hear a little bit of baseball going on there. I remember back in 68, I believe, the Tigers won the pennant, and it was a pretty exciting time to be listening to baseball. Everybody used to sit around and tune in their AM radios. It was great. Let's go to Keith, KDHCQI, and Chuck, standby.
Thank you, Net Control. This is Keith, KD8CQI. Nothing really a lot to report to the ham community other than work has been very busy and have been out of town for quite a bit. Looking forward to getting some projects done. A couple antennas sitting on the deck here waiting to be completed. But other than that, good to hear everyone. And this is KD8CQI.
Okay, thanks for checking in with us tonight, Keith. Reminder to everyone that tomorrow morning at the JNS Airport Hamburger Restaurant, there is breakfast with Pams at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. If you're in town, come by and check it out. Some good camaraderie going on there. Let's go to Chuck, K8CGD, I believe I got that right. And Kurt, standby.
This is Chuck, K8CGD. Just trying out this new half-wave, 2-meter HD antenna. Sitting outside because I tried it a little earlier inside the house. It sounded bacony, I guess, and cutting in and out. So hopefully it's working better out here. We'll see. Back to Tony, K8CGD.
Chuck, it sounds like you're standing on your roof. There's an excellent signal there, and sometimes you just got to do that with some of our antennas, and you're making it work really well there. KF8DEK, Kurt, go ahead, and Scott, stand by, and then we'll have we'll see if there's anybody else who wants to check into the net.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Echo Kilo. Kurt out in beautiful Interlaken. Not much going on over here. Tinkering around with GMRS and ham nets. And worked on over the weekend building a 2-meter halfway antenna, ground plane antenna. Just now I need to put some connections on some coax so I can hook up my mobile radio to my DIY antenna and try to make some contacts. Been playing out on the lawn trying to get some grass to grow. Neighborhood has nice green lawns, so I'm trying to play catch up. And also trying to make sure my sprinklers are not watering my neighbor's lawns.
I didn't put those in to water the neighbors. I put them in to water my lawn. So I've been playing with the sprinklers and trying to be a kid again with the water. And planning stuff for the missus, so that way she can enjoy the outdoors as well. With that, I will turn it back to Net Control. And thanks for hosting tonight's net. This is KF8DEK. Clip.
Thanks a lot, Kurt. That was excellent. And glad things are going on well out there in Interlochen. Yeah, it sounds like you're getting into a little GMRS and amateur radio, Spitfang. And it sounds like you're working on projects there, so there'll be a lot of crossover in the things that make the world go around there. So let's go to Scott, WX1J. You're up, Scott. Go ahead.
Okay, Tony, thanks for taking the net this evening. You're doing an awesome job, as always. And looks like you got a good group, so it's a nice net. It's fun to hear everybody talking. And what an amazing story that Dan had about the deer in the garage. My heavens, I just shudder to think. So we'll have to hear more about that later. Anyway, good to see you and Tony later this afternoon, and we had a chance to meet Greg as well, so that's very cool. Time at the park. Well, radio from my side has been a little bit bleak. I've got a pretty low hit rate on Parks on the Air, my quest for 700 contacts, and that's been a little bit of a struggle with the solar flares that have been popping up, and that was a little bit crazy. But I did resort to the ultimate tough thing, which is to reboot and get set up and running FT8. And with that, I was able to make a POTA contact this afternoon, so now I'm one step closer. And I also knocked down Angola during this bleak time, so the D2UY out of Angola was able to come back to me, and we completed our conversation on FT8. So while it's a little like watching paint dry, it's not like CW, but what you got to do, what you got to do. Anyway, good to hear everybody on the net tonight, and especially the youngsters. And we'll look forward to chatting with you guys all again next week. Back to net from WATCM. This is WX1J73.
Okay, thanks a lot, Scott. And, yeah, that is interesting. When nothing else is working, FT8 and CW seem to be, you get through the noise. I don't know how it can do that, but it sure works well with low power, too. So we're at the bottom of the list. Are there any other check-ins for the Monday night mesh net? If not, we'll go on to any questions or inquiries. Any other check-ins or anybody that I missed? Come now.
November 8th, Charlie, November.
Okay, thank you for checking in, Joe. Any more check-ins? Please call now. Okay, it looks like you're it, Joe. Go ahead and give us an update. Know that we got about, I'm counting down, about 26 days till field day, maybe. Go ahead with the transmission, Joe.
Yeah, I'm getting excited. I'm starting to throw together all my stuff I think I'm going to need, which is actually not a lot because the club's providing a lot. So going to actually kind of be a relief for me this year to head up there and not have a whole bunch of stuff in my bag except stuff for me. So, I'm looking forward to it. Been looking at the rules and got an idea on some bonus points. And I did update the website for the event a couple days back. And I did notice that on the front page of the website that there's not an announcement yet. I can probably fix that tonight. I did want to let you guys know I was spending some time here after somebody said the Echo Link wasn't working. I thought, well, that's weird because all the All-Star links are up. So I dug into it, and the Echo Link said it was up, and it showed us log into the servers, but it wasn't working. So I I reloaded the module, and that didn't help, and I found a DNS issue, and I fixed that, and reloaded the module, and that didn't help, and I finally decided, well, maybe All-Star is just funny. So I totally removed the module, and then loaded the module again, and now it works. So, eh, who knows? All the online guys say to reboot, but I'm a Linux guy, and I don't like rebooting because that's a Windows solution. I like modules. So whatever is up with the EchoLink module, it's not happening anymore. It should work just fine. Don't know why that happened, but there doesn't seem to be any errors indicating it was broken. So I guess we're going to have to rely on people letting us know if it happens again. There's not really a monitor I can set up for it easily, but I'm going to think about ways to do that. Anyway, wanted to give that report as well, so people who want to do EchoLink should now be able to do EchoLink. Don't know why it was broken. You got me. I'm an IT guy, and I don't have all the answers. NACN.
Oh, excellent. Nice to hear that EchoLink is back up. Rebooting it, sometimes you just got to unplug things and plug them back in, or like in the old days, we used to kick the television, and it would, for some reason, start working. So, all right. If there are no more comments, we are going to conclude the Monday evening Social Hour Net for tonight. Net will meet again next Monday here on the repeater immediately following the 8 p.m. Debarge Net. This is Tony K-8-S-P. Operating this evening is Net Control and its club call sign W-8-D-C-M. I will now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and comments, and good evening to all. And if you had a comment, I'll take it. I'll talk to you sometime after the net. We'll continue monitoring. But for now, WATCM is clear. KE8FJW, this is KE8SBZ, are you still on the air? Hello, Brad, KE8FJW, this is KE8SBZ. If I missed you tonight, Brad, I apologize. If you're out there, give me a call back.
This is KE8FJW. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Brad, this is Tony that just conducted the net. Did I miss you in the line up there? I know you were trying to check in. I got you confused with Kevin.
Oh, okay, that's what happened. I noticed our call signs were a little close there. But, yeah, so it's okay. It happens. I've done it before when I was in control.
All right. Appreciate you coming back to me. I am trying to get that perfection down and still working on it. I usually miss somebody or other, but I'm working on it. You're loud and clear now. I don't know why you didn't pick that up to start out with. Maybe it was my handwriting, and that could be the culprit, too. So, anyway, hope you're doing well. And where are you located?
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm way up here in Sault Ste. Marie. Yeah, I'm linked in with through the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network there. So I got a repeater here up here in the Sioux that's linked into there using the All-Star stuff.
Okay, you're on All-Star, and I didn't even call for All-Star check-ins. Yeah, and I did talk to you, so, okay, I got you. You were in the family group. Okay, excellent. Well, you have an excellent evening up there, and I'm sorry my memory was so short tonight, and I just wanted to make sure that I hadn't missed you for some reason. So I'll tell you to have a good evening, and thanks for checking into the net tonight, and we got to talk a couple of times.
This is KE8SBZ. We'll be clear on your final.
All right, very good, Tony. Yep, it was nice chit-chatting with you again here. So maybe we'll hear y'all hear more. So are you. Yeah, 7-3. Have a fine evening. KE8FJW.
Like 73.